Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
But God has a divine order. He has an order, and of course, this is a marriage seminar and all. The same thing has a divine order in the church and all. Anyway, we're going to find how that got out of order at this wonderful church at Thyatira, and so much could be said here, but let's begin reading. Here's another interesting point. Even though this was the least important city, historians tell us, of all the seven churches, it is the longest letter, which is very interesting. Jesus said more to this church than all the other six churches, which is very interesting. In other words, there's more involved in this one part here in Thyatira. So let me just read from verse 18 to verse 29 without comment, if that's possible, and then we'll launch off into it, okay? Jesus is speaking. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who hath eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, in charity, in service, in faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, who callest herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and the hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and not unto the rest of Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden but that which ye have already hold. That which ye have already hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter, so they shall be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. And he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And I want you to notice again on the very last verse here, he said, what the Spirit saith unto the churches. These letters were meant to be passed around. In other words, the church at Ephesus, when they were done with their letter, they were to send it to Smyrna and back and forth, and they were to exchange these letters. And can you imagine? Can you imagine how these churches felt when the church at Smyrna read what was going on at the church at Ephesus, and the church at Pergamos was reading what was going on at the church at Thyatira, and they're passing them around? And that's why he said, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. The thought was all these churches are going to understand what's going on in other churches. It wasn't a matter of gossip. What it was a matter of them understanding what's happening in their church. They're not alone. Other churches are having problems, okay? And it was a matter of not just accusation of other churches, but it was a letter of admonition how they can make their self right and repent. So when we get to Thyatira, verse number 28, he says, unto the angel, and we mentioned that. Again, the word angel literally means messenger. So, and I've addressed this before, a lot of good men that I read after. A good men, I could tell you their names and you would know them. They actually take this, these are actual ethereal beings. There's an angel, and I do believe we have guardian angels. I do believe that. That's a whole other subject. I do believe that in the angelic realm, I've been in places I really believe the hand of God was upon me and protecting me and keeping me safe, and God sent angels to protect me. That's a whole other story. I ain't going there. But so I said that to say this. A lot of people believe, good men, think these are literal angels. I do not hold that position. I hold these are the messengers of the pastors, the leaders, the elders of that church, the overseers of that church, the angels. So next time y'all think I'm a devil, I'm saying, no, God says I'm an angel. Anyway, unto the angel of the church in Thyatira, write this, and to the messenger, to the pastor. He needs to know this, which the pastor would then share this letter that John writes to the church. Are you following? That's what he wanted to do, write to the pastor. And then the pastor would share to the church this letter. Write. These things saith the Son of God. Before I go any farther, I want you to understand Jesus is speaking and he is now describing himself. Unlike any other place you find in the book of the Revelation, or even I looked this morning about how many times it mentions the Son of God, the Son of God. Do you know there's very few times where Jesus describes himself as the Son of God? He does in the book of John, some other things that he, matter of fact, John 3:18, he that believeth not, he talks about there being the Son of God. Some other places in John, Jesus said, I'm the Son of God, and unless you believe that I'm Son of God. But most of the time, other people attribute it to him, the Son of God. Let me give you a couple of examples. Remember the demons who are about being cast into the swine who was going to be cast into the lake, the sea of they said, what do we have to do with thee, thou Son of God? We adjure thee not. Matter of fact, they were cast, and that's let me move on. And remember the soldier there, truly, Jesus' crucifixion, truly, this must be the Son of God. Other times, I go on and on. It was other people who attributed that attribute to Jesus as the Son of God. I said all that to say this. Jesus loved that term, Son of Man. He used that term more than any other term to describe himself. But here, he, to the church at Thyatira, he called himself the Son of God. It's not found anywhere else in the book of the Revelation, but right here. Why did he do that? And not to the church at Ephesus and not to the church at Laodicea or wherever, but why to this church? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's interesting. You ever heard one of the gods of the day was the god Apollo? You ever heard of the Greek god Apollo? He was the sun god, the S-O-N that they would worship. The S-O-N, and he had a very big impact in that area. If what Jesus, or the S-U-N, Jesus was saying, well, while Apollo, because they knew what he was saying, while Apollo is the S-U-N God, I am the S-O-N. Literally, he's attributed to himself the deity, that I am God, the very God, and time won't allow me to go into that, but God, Jesus himself is calling himself not just the Son of God, but God himself. Because if you go a little farther back in the book of John, the Pharisees were going to stone him for that exact same, when they said that you say you're the Son of God, that's blasphemy. And they were going to stone him. Well, Jesus here said, I'm the Son of God. And that speaks volumes of God himself. And then it looks how he describes himself. When Jesus says, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire? Again, we think of, he describes himself, I have eyes as a flame of fire. What is he talking about? Well, it's these eyes we think about, and let me just read this. And I told you I got an hour and a half here, and I'm trying to get it all done. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, verse number 13, we're all going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ as believers. And Paul is writing about that time where we're going to stand as believers before Jesus Christ at the Bema seat, the judgment seat of Christ. And Paul writes these words. Verse number 12, now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, verse number 13, every man's work shall be made manifest, may be made known, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.